Blackstone Audio presents The Devil Knows You're Dead, a Matthew Scudder crime novel by Lawrence Block. This book is read by Joe Barrett. In memory of Sandra Kolb. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May you be in heaven an hour before the devil knows you're dead. An Irish blessing. Chapter 1. On the last Thursday in September, Lisa Holtzman went shopping on 9th Avenue. She got back to her apartment between 3:30 and 4 and made coffee. While it dripped through, she replaced a burnt-out light bulb with one she just bought, put away her groceries, and read the recipe on the back of a box of Goya lentils. She was sitting at the window with a cup of coffee when the phone rang. It was Glenn, her husband, calling to tell her he wouldn't be home until around 6:30. It was not unusual for him to work late, and he was very good about letting her know when she could expect him. He had always been thoughtful in this regard, and his solicitousness had increased in the months since she'd lost the baby. It was almost 7 when he walked in the door, 7:30 when they sat down to dinner. She'd made a lentil stew, enlivening the recipe on the box with garlic, fresh coriander, and a generous dose of Yucateca hot sauce, and she served it over rice with a green salad. As they ate, they watched the sun go down, watched the sky darken. Their apartment was in a new high-rise in the southeast corner of 57th Street and 10th Avenue, diagonally across the street from Jimmy Armstrong's saloon. They lived on the 28th floor, with windows looking south and west, and the views were spectacular. You could see the whole west side from the George Washington Bridge to the Battery, and on across the Hudson and halfway across New Jersey.